This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we hear from Christopher Ferguson, who is nagged by doubt. What is doubt anyway? He wonders, is it to be avoided?
As the year is coming to a close with the holidays upon us, I realize that my life has lately been ruled by doubt. The thoughts that have brought me doubt come from foolishly believing that I have knowledge. The news gives me knowledge. Others share their knowledge with me, which I consider to add to my knowledge. I read books and get more knowledgeable. I watch documentaries, and my knowledge continues to grow. Everything that appears to offer new information I don't currently know seems to fill my brain with knowledge I did not have before. The more I think I know, the less concerned I am about making it through another day. I am prepared. Bring on the worst. I can handle it because I know. This year has been a series of days where things have happened each day that I could never imagine. It's probably been the same experience for most of us. We think we know, in fact, we are sure we know. Then the next day comes and we have no idea what just happened. Wait, wasn't I sure that I knew that would happen? No. But I thought I did. All year, I have been proven wrong again and again and again. Finally, I have decided that I just don't know. And this leads me to doubt. So now, I am learning to accept doubt. I have given up on knowing. It's much better this way. When I was a child, my parents asked me what I wanted from Santa for Christmas. They even took me to ask him in person. When I got older, I gave up believing in Santa because I knew I had no doubt. I am sure there are many of you, adults, that have the same idea. I am here to tell you, don't give up on doubt. There is a Santa when you accept the fact that you have absolutely no knowledge of anything anymore. Embrace doubt. And the world is a beautiful place full of possibilities. There is an Easter bunny and a great pumpkin too. Doubt is what makes us bake goodies for the whole family for the holidays. It gives us the pleasure of wrapping gifts for someone special so they can unwrap it to answer their own doubt. I don't know what to call doubt. Is it an emotion? Or is it confusion? Why do I refuse to accept doubt? I am nagged by doubt. Every once in a while, I am surrounded by a cloud of doubt. You know the feeling. Was this the street the party was on? It can drive us mad. We think we know, and then we don't, and we become filled with doubt. In fact, we never really know. We only think we know. We always know when we have doubt, and we usually don't like that feeling. I say, welcome the doubt. It gives a chance to see something from a fresh perspective. Remember how good it felt believing in Santa? I do. I could not wait for Christmas morning to see what gifts he brought. The best thing about doubt is not worrying if I know. No matter how hard I try, I will never really know. Accepting that has made life this year so much better. I have replaced my labor of knowledge with the joy of doubt, and it works. With doubt, I am able to approach everybody and everything with only kindness, appreciation, and respect. My brain is not occupied thinking about why I never win the lottery, or when my daughter is ever going to call me. I just accept that I will never know, and give it all the benefit of the doubt. So easy.
When Seattle native Chris Ferguson is not writing stories or at work designing planes at Boeing, he composes and publishes original music and occasionally performs in the area. You can hear Chris's story and all the past Sundial stories and poems at WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. And you can hear a new episode of Sundial each and every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.